Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, if you are just tuning in for your first episode, this episode's going to be a little different. It's episode 30. I figured, you know what? We've done the same song and dance for 29 episodes. Let's switch it up for 30. Not permanently, but like I thought this might be a fun idea every once in a while to take my nosiness to a whole new level. I thought it would be fun to just open the Chris vs. the People phone lines and let people call in, and that's exactly what I'm doing today. I posted on my Instagram and the Chris vs. the People Instagram with the phone number saying I want to hear the juiciest secret you've never told anybody. And we're just going to get into that. This episode's going to be a little bit of a guinea pig, so bear with me, but I think it could be really fun or be absolutely insane, or maybe just both. I'm recording this the night before I leave for, I'm pretty sure, my last trip of the year. By the time this comes out, I'll be home. And oh my God, I am so excited to just be home, decorate for Christmas. Like, it's crazy that Christmas is almost a month out. Oh my God, Christmas is almost a month out. Okay, I really gotta start Christmas shopping because I've heard that Christmas is a month out. Now, before we open the Chris vs. the People phone lines, I just want to remind you, if you haven't, to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're doing it, rate it 5 stars and leave a nice little review. It helps us out greatly on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you're a more visual learner, we have a YouTube channel that you can subscribe to, youtube.com/@ChrisVsThePeople. We may or may not be developing a second set that we will have in New York so that maybe we can start having some guests on here. Who knows? Stay tuned. And then as always, we will be recording an after show on patreon.com/ChrisClemens. So come on through and join the Chris vs. the People after show. Oh my God, last week's after show. I'm just going to say, if you know, you know. I know that that was some serious Dr. Seuss shit right there. But the way I've blocked chunks of that story from the after show from my memory, I have to say, is pretty impressive on my end. But okay, enough babbling. Let's open the phone lines. Hey, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What juicy little secret are you calling in about?
Calling in to talk about how I've been married and then also divorced in secret from my entire family. They just were completely none the wiser.
What? How long were you married for?
Like 2.5 years.
Wait, how the fuck do you hide a marriage for 2.5 years? I mean, like, listen, I know I'm asking that on Chris vs. the People, where we've heard from various victims of dads who have made completely new families. So, like, yeah, I get it. But, like, how, that sounds so stressful. Why did you hide it, I guess, is the best question.
I mean, it was truly an unhinged situation. My partner and I, at the time, we were only together for a very short window. Like, absolutely, you hauled the hell out of that.
Wait, no, I fear that you're getting off easy. What is a short window here?
It's giving like 6 months.
okay.
Yeah.
I love that you're like, it's giving as if it's not just 6 months.
6 months.
Okay, got it. And why did you guys get married? Just because the attraction was there, or was it a green card vibe? You can tell me. I'm verified. You can trust me.
Well, so a couple things. My, like, the less fun one is my partner was going through, like, medical transitioning, and they were really paranoid, like, going under the knife about certain things. With, like, because their family didn't know they were going through this medical transition. And so they were like, what if something happens? And then, like, what if something happens to me when I'm under the knife? And then that's how my family finds out. Like, I'd rather you be the one taking the call if something awful happened. And so I want you to be my spouse on all the paperwork. Cool. I could take care of that. I could take care of you. And they're like, I don't want to be buried under the wrong name, God forbid. And I was like, okay. And then secondly, it was pretty clutch because I got to go to school at a very reduced rate because they worked at a university.
Oh my God, this is the greatest
It was a win-win.
No, this really is like the greatest business transaction I've ever heard.
Yeah, and we're still best friends. Like, there's no bad blood there. We just decided, oh, like, this isn't quite working. Maybe we got married really fast.
I don't know. 6 months? Who could have seen that one coming? No, I shouldn't be that big of a bitch. I know that people like have gotten married much sooner and made it much longer. So I'm just giving you shit. But like, what point? I mean, I don't. This y'all sound so chaotic, but like logical at the same time. At what point did you like? Who initiated the divorce?
Well, gosh.
Okay, so you.
Yes, correct. Yes, I did. And that was sort of because, oh God, do I want to get into all that? I don't know if I want to get on that on the pod.
Give us like the spark notes of it.
Family planning, I guess you could say.
Oh, there was a difference in future wants.
Correct. And I thought we were more aligned on the same page. But then as we like really started seriously, like talking about what that looked like and timeframes and desires and hope, like of what exactly we wanted, what I once thought we were on the same page, we were not on the same page. And so, I kind of decided, oh, well, it sounds like we want different things and you aren't in a position to make me not want these things, but I'm not in the position to make you want to change your mind. Like, that's just not fair to either one of us.
May I throw in a point of view that doesn't feel like it's getting talked about?
Yeah.
So one of you wanted a baby while your marriage was a complete secret?
Correct.
So what was the game plan once pregnant?
The game plan, well, so it was for like adoption, because obviously, well.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Just like,
yes.
I have no more questions, Your Honor. I was like, okay, so I understand that you're like, marriage is in secret. Totally respect that. What the fuck are we gonna do when one of you starts blowing up like a balloon?
Well, that's a lot less hideable. And then we could be like, oh, well, we obviously got married because of the kid. Like,
you're like, I don't want to tell my parents that we're getting married, but I'll tell them if I get pregnant. That'll soften the blow.
Yeah, it also, like, doesn't help. Like I said, this is, like, myself, female, them, trans, masculine. And so my parents aren't like LGBT affirming, et cetera. So that was a whole other added layer of like, I don't feel like opening up this can of worms.
No, honestly, I respect the fuck out of that. Like sometimes it's just better not to have the conversation.
It was giving protect my peace.
Exactly. Hashtag protect that peace. PTP.
Period. Exactly.
Wow. So do you ever plan on telling your family?
Well, the funny thing is that there's current family drama and, I had a family member ask me if I married this person. And I was like, oh, I was like so casually doing public record searches on family members. Love that. And I was just like, well, you know the answer. So why are you asking?
Oh my God. I think we now figured out what you're doing at like the next family dinner. And it's just casually like, I think it's starting like one of those housewives games where they're like, let's say one thing we've never shared with the family. And then, oh my God, honestly, if you do that, please invite me and I'll pull up.
Oh my gosh, Thanksgiving's next week.
That sounds really fun. Oh my God. I think you should just like drop it. Like, why the fuck not?
Yeah, I mean, what is there to do now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's already over. Like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know your situation and maybe it's good that you haven't told your family. They don't seem great.
Oh, they're not. It's so messy. That's a more unhinged story.
Yeah, and maybe that's one we'll get to on a future episode.
I would love one day to share like outing story that happened, but that's enough for now.
Oh my God. Okay. Fingers crossed that we hear from you in the future. Thanks for sharing that little secret. So juicy.
Well, thanks for letting me chat with you. I'm going to head back to my cubicle.
Okay, have fun in that cubicle. I hope you serve some see you next Tuesday in that cubicle. I don't know what I'm saying. I maybe smoked a little bit before this, whoopsies. But go slay that cubicle, girl.
All right, bye, Chris.
Bye. Oh my God, the way I feel immediate stress of trying to keep a marriage a secret. Sometimes I have trouble keeping like very basic baseline secrets a secret. you're telling me you're fucking married? And you're like, let's sit on this one. Oh my God. I don't think I'd sleep right ever. I would be so afraid of getting caught. Are you joking? Are you fucking joking me? Wow. Good for y'all. That was juicy. Oh, we have our next call coming in. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What's a juicy secret you're calling in about?
So I work in the wedding industry.
Okay.
I feel like that was important to preface.
No, I love that because the last call I had were people who got married and hadn't told anyone. So like I'm loving just the flow of these phone calls. What's going on in the wedding industry?
So, I mean, this isn't like an industry secret, but like I love being petty to people on their wedding days if they're total bitches. So if they're just really pushing all my buttons that day, I will fully crop dust their wedding.
You're really testing them on till death do us part.
Oh, 100%. If they can't handle the stinks, then they probably shouldn't get married.
Okay, but I now have to point the attention to you.
Yeah.
How gassy are you?
Girl. I mean,
you called into somebody who farts like maybe every 10 minutes. So like,
yeah,
kind of a dumb question, but like you sound like you have these like on lock, like you've got backups just in case.
Oh yeah. I mean, like I've never shit on camera, but like,
oh!
I can make it happen.
Okay. That was fucking personal. That was fucking personal. Okay. Yeah. Let's make fun of the guy who took a risk and put himself out there. Okay. Let's do that. Yeah. Okay. God damn. Okay, so what's like the most insane reason that made you want to crop dust?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I had a couple that stressed me out so bad that like for a month leading up to their wedding, I thought I was pregnant. So.
Wait, let's elaborate on that one. What do you mean that you thought you were pregnant?
Well, because I had just gone through a bad breakup and you know how it is. So because I was stressed and overwhelmed, I was nauseous. I wasn't eating. I wasn't getting my period. I fully thought I was pregnant.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. That I thought you got stress from the wedding couple, not because of external factors. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
It was the wedding couple too, but
what were they doing?
I mean, it was mostly the bride's mom. But that's just how parents are when they're paying over $100,000 for a wedding.
Oh my God, that is crazy. What's the most you've ever been paid at a wedding? Is that horrible to ask?
No, I mean, I don't know. I work for a venue though, so it's different.
Oh, okay. Because like, I always think about the wedding industry and I don't know why, but like some people have like that, I'm going to go and disappear. I do have that thought also, but like, I'm like, I'm going to switch up jobs and get into weddings. There's so much money.
There can be. I mean, like, I can afford to live, but am I doing fun things all the time? No. You know?
And you know what? Suddenly I love sitting at this poker table, breathing in incense cigarettes. How magical. Wait, so...
That is quite a magical way to make money.
Have you ever noticed any couples being affected by your crop dusting?
Couples, no. Their guests, definitely.
Well, what did the guests do to you?
They're close to bitches. You fly too close to the sun, you get burned, baby.
So you're just like walking through and around someone's wedding, just shitting and farting?
I mean, not shitting, but yeah.
But like metaphorically shitting?
Yeah.
Wow.
All over it.
Wow, that is a fun secret. Remind me if I ever get married not to go to your venue.
Deal.
Well, honestly, I'd probably be immune to it because you would probably be the affected party from me crop dusting my own wedding.
So then you should come to my venue.
Yeah, or I'm afraid of that because I'm afraid the whole venue would just blow up at that point if any candles were in the vicinity.
That's so true.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, wow. What a fun little secret. Thank you so much. And to anybody getting married soon, be nice to everybody. They could be shitting and farting all over your room. You're twisted, bitch. I'm dead. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks. Good night, Chris.
Bye. Guys, I don't know how many people need to hear this. and how many people have to say this, just be nice to people that you're working with or who are working for you. It's really not hard. And at the end of the day, they will all find reasons to get back at you and in ways that you will not want them to. Just be chill. It's really so simple. Oh my God. Now I'm like thinking back to like any wedding I've attended and I'm like, did anybody fart on me? Okay, we are getting our next caller. Hello and welcome to Chris vs. the People.
Is this actually the Chris Clemens?
No, this is AI of Chris Clemens.
Sorry.
Of course it's fucking me. I love that people think I've got like a frozen Walt Disney version of me who's just like on a phone chained to a table. But what's up? What's your juicy secret, doll?
Oh, first off, baby, I'm calling. Okay, I work for children. I'm in the bus about to pick them up, and I saw your little Instagram, and I was like, I have to call. I'm about to pick up children, but I was like, I have to call.
Okay, well, before you pick up children on a bus, what's your fucking secret, dare I ask? I swear to God.
Oh my God, I wasn't fully prepared. No. Okay, no, I am prepared. My secret is that let's start fresh. I'll try and be fast here. My bestie, I love her to bits. Her boyfriend is amazing. Okay, he's wonderful and great, but he doesn't fulfill her, like, sexual things, if that makes sense, okay?
He doesn't make her cum.
No, okay, let's not. No, okay, I think he does. He doesn't eat her out, I'll be honest. I was like, I don't know how else to say this, but yeah, and I love him, but there's a little part of me that's like, girl, you deserve better. Like, well, I love you, and I.
Well, do you think your friend deserves better because they've communicated to you that they aren't sexually fulfilled, or are they not fulfilling your level of sexual fulfillment?
No. See, no. She asked me. She was like, "Hey, so like you and your husband, like blah blah blah," and I was like, I'm honest, like, we, you know, I'm very fulfilled. And she was like,
you're like, the wheels on the bus go round and round, baby. They are oiled up.
I was like, no, girl, absolutely. There's a reason we got married. Like, hello. You know, and I was like, are you not? And she was like, no, not really. And there's like a few other little things that she complains about. But I was like, that is a main one. If you told him and he still doesn't do it, then like I don't know.
My nosy ass is like, well, what are the other things that she has concerns about?
I mean, no, fair, we're here now, so no, the other little things are like, I don't know, just like he's very like, doesn't, oh, you're overreacting, like little stupid things, but they add up, right?
No, that, dare I say, is like, I'd rather have my Sahara Desert be fucking dry as hell than have someone tell me that I'm overreacting. Like, that would become a story I would call into Chris vs. the People about. I would beat the shit out of him if someone told me, my partner said, oh, you're just overreacting. I don't give a fuck if I'm underreacting, overreacting, or just reacting. Shut the fuck up and let me have my moment, okay? I'm Black Swan.
Fucking bitch, thank you. And I don't want to be mean. She's my bestie, and I do love him, but I'm like, you got to do better. Like, boy, come on.
How long have they been dating?
Oh, give me one sec, Chris, hold on.
Are we picking up a child?
I can try, sorry, they told me it's okay to park here.
No, you can, but I just need a little more room to get in properly.
Okay, I'll drive, yeah, no worries.
Are we listening to people beef right now?
Sorry, Chris, I had to do my job there for a second, Jesus Christ.
No worries, I would hate for you to have to do that. I was like, are you getting into an altercation right now? Because I'm kind of living for this.
Girl, no, it's just old bus drivers being like, move your van. I'm like, no, thank you, anyway.
So how long have your friend and her person been dating?
Oh, geez, I think it's honestly about 6 years, maybe set, like a long time. Enough to be like, you guys need to have a discussion and figure it out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Has your friend had a discussion with him about said lack of fulfillment?
No, and that's what irks me.
Okay, people, attention. Attention, people. Chris has a message for said people. Nobody can read your mind. If something is bothering you and it's with your best friend, your partner, your parent, your sibling, etc., they will not know until you tell them.
Oh, God bless you. I'm going to show her this because, I am a Scorpio. I'm very much like, no, this is what it is.
I mean, I don't give a shit if you're a vegetarian. Like, you have to communicate your problems with your person. And then if they aren't, you know, if it doesn't seem like there's progress, then you can take further steps. But you can't fault anybody for not picking up on things if you haven't I don't know what fucking word I'm reaching for here, but just fucking tell them what's on your mind and keep it moving. God, I'm burping so much today.
Thank you. I appreciate it because I've been goddamn saying it. I kind of feel mean sometimes. I'm like, am I being mean? Am I
okay,
being wrong?
Here's what I do say, though. Like, I have friendships, and I'm definitely that friend sometimes, where it's like people tell me things or I'll tell my friend things and nothing will change.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point where I just end up saying, I don't know what else to say, as we've had this conversation plenty of times and I've told you how I feel about it and it's never once changed. So, because I'm always down to let people bitch and moan at me, but if there's a solution and we're just not doing it, then we're at an impasse, baby. I still love you and support you and want the best for you, but like, I can't keep having this conversation I'm caring more than you are.
See, I think I just needed someone to say what I was feeling, because thank you. Yes, this feels so good, because I'm like, am I the mean one? No.
I don't think you're the mean one. I just think that you want your friend to be getting everything that they want.
Yes, exactly, because that's the thing. She wants it. And I was like, so you told him, like, word for word that you want this, and he said no.
And may I also just say, like, I'm not saying you need to do this to your friend, but it does remind me of a hill I'll happily die on. We need to bring back bullying. Bullying is very productive, okay? Like, why do you think everybody has gotten so comfortable with their hot takes being thrown all over the internet? We need to start backhanding the people who are saying some crazy shit. We need to bring back shame. Look at Dua Lipa. I mean, she danced like I do when Soulja Boy comes on, okay? And then people bullied her for her dancing, and now she's the pop fucking diva, Dua Lipa.
And look what happened, right?
And look what happened. We're levitating. Exactly.
Oh my God, Chris, this was the best. Thank you. Because I just, like I said, I was feeling a bit like, am I in the wrong here? Like,
no, I think it's hard when you care about people and you want the best for them. And in some cases, you want things more than them. But I also understand your friend's, like, hesitation with it being 6 years. It's like, do I throw away 6 years of my life and start over?
Yeah.
But we don't even need to be thinking about that, because your friend should just have the conversation and see if something changes, period.
No, exactly. That's what I told her. I said, you need to tell him, I'm sorry, but you're going to live the rest of your life. Sorry, this is, I know your podcast. The rest of your life not being eaten out? Like, girl, like, sorry, what? Like,
no, I don't know your friend, but she deserves to get eaten out. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. All right, babe. Thank you so much for calling in. Now go pick up those motherfucking kids on that motherfucking bus.
All right, we'll go back to PG. All right, anyways. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for talking.
I love you. Thanks for calling in. Have a good rest of your day. Drive safe.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Oh my God. That was like the live action version of coffee, I felt. Like, I am fucking awake. Do you know how badly I would love to go back in time and be a kid that she's picking up on a bus? Those bus rides would be, well, I guess she wouldn't be saying any of this to us if we were children on a bus. But you could dream. But on a real note, I will say that is one thing about getting older and maintaining long-term friendships. I have friends from kindergarten. I've got friends from high school. And these are like close, close, close people to me. And you have to be honest with them. And in turn, they have to be honest in their life, you know? Not to like pull out my Dr. Phil card here, although I think I'd do a much better job than Dr. Phil at being said doctor, but you can't expect people to change if you're not telling them that something isn't working, you know? Like, that feels pretty sensible to me, which might mean it's not sensible at all. But I really like 10 toes down on that. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Soul. The holiday season can be stressful. Endless shopping, travels, parties every weekend. When I need to actually slow down and relax, I reach for Soul's out-of-office gummies. These gummies are the perfect balance of CBD and THC to help me find my calm and keep my peace of mind. Two things that are very important during the holiday season. For those of you who don't know, Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. With five different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe, from a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. Now, as a fan of the out-of-office gummies, I was so excited to try the out-of-office beverage, which is a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing with your friends. I personally am a huge fan of the cucumber melon lime flavor. It is literally so delicious, and it really gets the job done. Now, Soul also has a variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's rest, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. And when I tell you you get a good night's rest, honey, you will wake up feeling brand new after the sleepy gummies. Now, of course, all of Soul's products are made from organically farmed USA-grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal. So with all of that said, take advantage of Soul's Black Friday Cyber Monday deal now. For a limited time, get 40% off your entire order. That is 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code Clemens. That's GetSoul.com, promo code Clemens for 40% off. Guys, I'm telling you, don't miss their best deal of the year. All right, let's get back to the episode. All right, we're getting our next call. Hello and welcome to Chris vs. the People. What is your secret that you're calling in about?
I didn't actually think I'd get connected to this. This is my first call. Hi.
Oh my God. Hey, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What are you calling in about?
Hi. So I saw on your Instagram story that you have like a juicy secret thing.
Yep.
I really hope that this is like up to par to your thing.
Everybody always is like scared to share. They're like, I don't know if this is up to par. And I'm like, okay, just because it's not your mom fucking her brother doesn't mean like it's not up to par. There just happen to be crazier stories out there.
No, exactly. Okay. So this was sophomore year of high school. So this was pre-COVID. I remember that because sophomore year was, ignore the loud speakers, I'm at work.
Okay.
So, it was pre-COVID because I remember 2020 was my sophomore year. So we were all at the lunch table and it was me and my friends. And, you know, like I used to be the person that would record everything on like Snapchat and save it so like we could look back in the memories. I'd make like video edits of us like every year. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, no, but yes. Like I could have never been that person, but I like wish I was. Because you have like every moment of your life to look back on.
Yes, exactly. Like I made like one of those hopecore videos of all my friends because I had so many videos.
Oh, wait, that's so cute.
I know, it was so fun. But okay, anyways, I'm getting off track. Sorry. So we were talking or whatever. I can't remember the context of it, but my friends at the time, one of them had like, I don't know if it's like considered violent tendencies, but he was more aggressive than he had to be.
Okay.
We were at lunch and he had like a thing of, it was a salad and I'd have to look back at something, but he had the salad and threw it at one of my friends, like full on. And I forget why, but she was so pissed. And she explained it to me like earlier, like later on, that it was because it reminded her of something, like she was abused at home and stuff like that. And it just reminded her of it. So she didn't speak to them for like 2 weeks straight. Nobody knows, but I have the video of that incident.
Of the girl getting clobbered by a salad?
Yes, but it pissed her off so badly because it just reminded her of stuff. But I was like, nobody knows that I have this video. And I realized that I had it.
As you're making one of your fan edits of your friends.
I didn't realize I had it till 2 years ago when I went, oh my God, I can never tell anybody this, especially the girl, because I'm still friends with her. And if she ever found that, I think she'd kill me.
Well, I mean, is there anyone you can tell that you have this?
Oh, probably, like, one of my other friends that was there, but I just, like, feel wrong. Like, sometimes I'm thinking, like,
I probably should delete it. And then I forget every time to delete that.
But I mean, like, that's so... Why did he throw the salad?
I honestly have no idea. He did a lot of weird stuff in high school. Okay, we were all like theater kids, so that could probably explain it.
No, I mean, you're calling into my podcast. I'm like the president of theater kids, trust and believe.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know why he did that. He did a lot of weird stuff, and it was pretty aggressive and somewhat violent for a while. He's calmed down a lot now. Like, I go to college with him. So, you know, he's calmed down a lot, which is a good thing. But I don't know what was up with him. Like, it was crazy.
That is crazy. Wow. I wish you could send us the video because I'd love to see it. But I've never thought about someone getting hit in the head with a salad. Like, just for original viewing purposes, I'd love to get that visual. But
it's somewhere in my Snapchat. I know it is.
I feel like, how long ago was this for you? Like, over 5 years?
5 years. I'm a senior in college.
I feel like maybe water's got under the bridge where you could, like, tell a friend or two of, like, oh, my God, look what I just found. Like, the way I go through hard drives and I find wild, things at the time that were wild. And I'm now like, oh, my God, LOL, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you definitely know the girl more than I do. So, like, but I feel like that is something people would look back on and be like, LOL. Like, did the whole school know of this?
No. It wasn't like a school gets involved thing. It was just like our group. I mean, like, I do understand what you're saying because I've debated like telling one of my best friends about it and being like, hey, do you remember this? Because we also found like some other videos too with a bunch of drama. So, you know.
Not you having blackmail on everybody. You are just like sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah, like we found a video of one of our old friends like cheating on her boyfriend from a party. And we're like, oh my God, I can't believe we have this.
Oh. Girl, you scared the shit out of me. I'm going to be totally fucking up front. What do you mean you have a video of your friend cheating on her boyfriend?
Well, she wasn't like my friend. It was some girl that was associated with us. But it was a whole thing. Like, it split up a huge group. It was like this whole senior year thing where people wanted to jump each other. I'm not going to get into it.
No, but like, thank you.
The camera roll was very scary.
All I know is that you have the fucking nuclear codes. That is all I have gotten from your little phone call, is that you know where the nukes are.
Yeah, I do.
Why? You saying, yeah, I do. And I'm like, wait, do you? But thank you for calling in and sharing that little secret with us.
No, of course. I hope it was up to par with your juicy secrets.
No, it was fun.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I, like, didn't really know you could go through Snapchat videos. I still have Snapchat to communicate with, like, three of my friends. But other than that, I don't really have it. But I had it all through college. And after, I wonder... Oh, my God. I wonder... Oh, my God. Wait. I know exactly what I'm doing tonight. It's going through my Snapchat memories. Although that seems like it could get really dicey based off of that phone call. Alrighty, we are getting another call.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Chris vs. the People. What juicy little secret are you calling in about?
Okay. The only person who knows this is my very, very best friend because it's super embarrassing, but...
Oh, fuck yeah. Here we go.
I hooked up with this one guy, not serious at all.
When was this?
This was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I was 20.
Okay.
And the next day, this very, very attractive guy, who now I know, we call him Horse Cock. Okay, because the biggest dick in the world.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay, so you hook up with Horse Cock, and then the next day you see Horse Cock.
I hook up with the really sweet guy who's super nice. Then the next day, Horse Cock texts me and is like, what are you doing? So I'm like, come over. The thing is, I hadn't showered. And what I did was just take the sheets off my bed and throw them in my closet and put new sheets on. And yeah, it was within 24 hours of each other. And I did not shower.
after hooking up with someone, you did not shower?
No, and then I hooked up with another person. It happened really quickly, Chris.
No, I understand it's the same 24 hours. Like, the sheets were still a little damp. I hear you loud and clear. But...
oh, dear God.
You're like, why did I call in?
Well, when you say it, it sounds worse.
No, I'm not judging. Listen, I wish I was just fucking sucking and fucking my community, you know? That sounds fucking great.
Sucking and fucking, exactly.
So, okay.
You gotta spread the love.
So, you didn't shower and horse comes over and you guys hook up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you hooked up with him before? Or was... did he get his nickname that night?
He got his nickname that night. That's why I was like, I can't miss out on this opportunity, you know?
So did you know going into it that he was blessed?
No idea. And when I tell you this guy is literally the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life, I was like, of course, you are so lucky.
Wow. Like, not you making me jealous. I'm like, this is hot and steamy. I'd watch this on OnlyFans. Did he notice that you hadn't showered?
No. I'm not icky. And if he did, he didn't say anything about it.
Okay. I wasn't thinking you were icky. I just was wondering if there was, like, more to the story. So did you just essentially call and say, like, ooh, I didn't shower in 24 hours and I got dicked down twice in said time period, one with horse cock? You called to brag.
Okay. I guess. I guess.
You know what, girl? Good for fucking you. Good for you.
Hey, I believe in you. You can follow in my footsteps.
I am happily in a relationship, but thank you so much for wanting to supply me with my own personal horse cock.
Of course.
Well, was it worth the hookup?
100%.
Did you do it again?
No, I feel like that was a one and done kind of thing.
Oh, was he stupid? Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I got that from the breath you took in between asking that being asked that question and then answering that question.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you, girl. Giddy on up.
Well, thank you. Exactly. But now both of us are in happy relationship, not with each other. So, you know, everything works out in the end.
Everything really does. You got a touch of the tip, and then you got to find what you really needed. That's beautiful.
Exactly. Yep. Well, I got the touch of a lot more than a tip, but totally.
Well, yes. I am not a mathlete, but I did that math. That was an easy equation. How fun. That's like a fun, juicy secret. Like, you're so embarrassed that you weren't showered, and I'm like, girl, you are like an Olympian.
Well,
an equestrian, even.
Yeah, equestrian. Oh, my God. No, literally, you got to keep your energy up when stuff like that's happening, too.
Wow. Good for you. You took life by the saddle, I guess. Good for you, girl.
Thank you. See, I knew you would like that.
No, I'm a nosy bitch. Here's the thing. I love anything.
Yeah.
The fact that there was horse cock involved, woo, love it.
I know, right? It was like the sweetest, most nicest guy. And then after that, it was the freak. It's the perfect combination.
No, that really is good. But you're in a happy relationship now. We must focus on that.
Yes, I'm so glad he's out getting Jersey Mike so he doesn't have to hear this.
Does he know about this?
I can't remember if I told him.
Okay, so no, he doesn't know about this. Do you still think about HC often?
No, not really. And I remember on Instagram, I noticed he unfollowed me, and he was like, out of respect, I unfollowed all the girls I hooked up with. And I was like, that is amazing.
You know what?
Literally the best rest of your life.
That is beautiful. That is really beautiful. I hope that horsey continues on to great pastures. Wow.
I do as well. It's so wonderful. And that girl's a lucky gal.
The way you sounded so sarcastic.
No, I'm so serious about that. Oh. I hope she enjoys it for the rest of her life.
I mean, it seems like she is. I think if they're still together, there's no complaints. Wow, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad I got to share.
Oh, my God. Call back anytime.
I was
would love to. I feel like I've got some good ones too.
No, I don't doubt that, just for the record. But giddy on up, girl. I'll talk to you later.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Y'all, first off, major apologies to my editor, Justin, who was having to bleep horse cock 900 times. I am sort of obsessed with the idea of someone having the nickname horse cock. Like, say less. I understand the context in which we came from before, or whatever that fucking coconut tree Kamala Harris bullshit was. And just like the level of at peace that that caller felt, good for her. Good for her. She called in to just brag about getting D'd down. I think that's beautiful. It's a beautiful sport. All right, this next call is going to be the final call of the episode because we got to save some of these for the after show. All right, our next caller is here. Hey, and welcome to Chris vs. the People. What's a little juicy secret you're calling in about?
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
My juicy secret is there was one time that I had a neighbor that I never even talked to before. One day, I was drinking a beer in my backyard, you know, doing my thing, right?
Yeah.
And quite literally, the neighbor takes over and she's like, hey, like, what are you doing? I'm just chilling a beer, or, you know, drinking a beer. Keep in mind, I've never fucking talked to this woman. And she's like, do you want to come over? Like, you know, I'm drinking some beer here with my sister. And I was like, you know what, purr. I was like, yeah, sure. You know, they had a friendly vibe.
Wait. You've never spoken to your neighbor. And in two sentences, they have you over at their house?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm a friendly neighbor, I promise you. But, like, I never saw them outside the house. And when they had a kid, and I would just be like, you know, hello. The, you know, just greeting them.
I've never seen them outside the house, so I went over is crazy. Like, is like crazy.
Bitch, it gets crazier. It gets crazier. So I go over, right? And I kid you not, she has a cardboard cutout in her home of Melissa McCarthy and photos with Melissa McCarthy. It's fucking whack. I've never seen some shit. I've never been a predicament where I'm in that situation.
Babe, I need to tell you, I don't think anyone has been. What do you mean your neighbor is like essentially Melissa McCarthy's biggest stalker?
No, I literally, like, when I tell you, like, my heart rate was up, it was either a flight or fight moment. Like, I literally had bricks in my pants, but I was like, how do I get out of this situation?
What was, like, the Melissa McCarthy cardboard cutout of? Like, her in Bridesmaids, her in Spy, like...
She has a photo of her in Bridesmaids. You know that one, like, scene where McCarthy's on the plane, and it's next to the, like, secret agent, which is, like, her husband in real life?
Oh, love it. Yeah, of course I do.
Yes. Oh, well, the story gets even scarier, kind of, but we're like chilling, we're drinking a beer, her sister's over there, and we're talking, right? And they're acting a little like weird, right? And I was like, okay, like maybe they're just super friendly. Tell me why this bitch brings out a fucking briefcase of drugs, specifically shrooms. And she offers me, she's like, yeah, so we're on drugs right now. We're just microdosing. But, like, would you like to join?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, the way that I am this neighbor, I am just shy of, like, a Melissa McCarthy cardboard cutout. Because, like, I feel like I am the neighbor that everyone looks at and is like, yeah, he's got to be on drugs. And most of the time, they're absolutely correct. But I... Oh, my God. So, okay.
I ended up taking the shrooms with them.
No!
I literally ended up taking the shrooms with them, and I got so fucking high, Chris. It was like, I literally, like, there was one point where I went to the bathroom, and I had to pass the Melissa McCarthy cutout, and it tripped me out, and it sent me into a bad trip. I kid you not.
No shit, I could have told you that you would have gone into a bad trip under that roof.
No, it was terrible.
Girl.
But
how long were you at this woman's house?
I don't even know.
she kept trying to be like, let's watch music videos. Let's watch music videos. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, I think it's time for me to go home. Like,
you're like, what about JoJo? Get out, leave. And you know what? I'll do the same.
Well, I mean, you know, and it was great. So whatever, I leave, right? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm tired. Like, I'm going to go home. And then I, you know, time passed. I never talked to them ever again.
Okay, and that was going to be my follow-up question. Are you guys still neighbors?
No, I moved. This was like a couple months ago. I moved like last month. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Did that cause you to move or were you already planning on moving?
No, I was already planning on moving.
Okay. But you know what? Two birds, one scone. You're welcome, PETA.
Yeah, but that's my crazy story.
I'm dead.
No one knows, like, that I did this shit.
You haven't talked to anybody about this, girl.
Yeah, I know.
You need to start confiding in people because maybe they would tell you to not do this.
I know. I learned my lesson. Never take drugs with strangers.
Oh, my God. Wow, we all have crazy neighbor stories. Yours takes it to like a whole new level. Did they ever explain the Melissa McCarthy of it all?
She literally just said, I love her so much. Like, she's an inspiration.
An inspiration for what?
I literally was like, oh, are you like trying to be like, you know, an actor or something? She's like, no, I'm a social worker. Bitch, like, what? What? I don't know.
That is one hell of a social worker. Wow. That's crazy. Like, that just start to finish was not what I was expecting as the last call of this episode, but I thoroughly enjoyed it start to finish.
I'm glad. You know, I'm glad.
Holy.
But, now it's time to go to therapy. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut this call, but I love you so much.
No, I encourage you to go to therapy. Have a great time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And just like that, we have reached the end of the episode. And I don't think it could have been on a more fitting note. Somebody having to stop this call to go to therapy after explaining that story? Finger taps for you, girl. Wow, this was fun. If you're watching this on YouTube or you want to leave a review, let me know what you thought of the like live call-in, no preparation kind of episode. Because I could do this again, one, because I'm so nosy, and two, because I love secrets. So if you want to get involved in this again, be sure to follow me on my Instagram and or follow the Chris vs. the People Instagram, and be sure to check our stories, and who knows, you might be spilling your little secret on the next one of these if we enjoy this. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, give this 5 stars and leave a nice little review. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't, both to our audio and video portion of the podcast. And if you're a part of the Patreon, I will see you afterwards for the Chris vs. the People After Show. Bye-bye.